Welcome to the deep dive. You know, for years, organizations have faced this real dilemma. How do you actually use super sensitive data for insights, but without ever, exposing it? Today, we're diving into a really fascinating proposal. It doesn't just claim to solve that problem, but maybe even redefine how companies can team up to create something, well, entirely new and better. Our mission here is to unpack the core ideas from a proposal discussing a collaboration between Tessel and Entrada Speed.
Yeah, and what's really striking right from the start is how these two companies are coming together. Tessel, they're a big name in database as a service. And Entrada, they're working on some really cutting-edge security tech. They're aiming squarely at these tough enterprise needs, keeping data secure, auditable, and crucially, being able to compute on encrypted data.
Compute on encrypted data, okay.
Right, and this isn't just, sticking two logos together. It's a strategic move to deliver features that, honestly, neither company could likely pull off alone. That's the real value add we're seeing here.
Okay, let's unpack the why behind this. The source material points to some major forces at play. You've got regulations like GDPR, HIPAA, CPRA, even things like Schrems III. These are all demanding much, much stronger encryption and really clear audit trails. Can't just say you're secure anymore, you have to prove it.
Exactly. And on top of that, there's this growing need for privacy-preserving analytics, getting insights without compromising individual privacy. Plus the elephant in the room. Quantum computing potentially breaking today's encryption down the road.
Right, the quantum threat. So most database providers now, Tessel included, they do encrypt data, like when it's sitting there at rest or moving around in transit. But the big gap, the thing they don't usually offer, is this ability to compute over the encrypted data itself. You typically have to decrypt it first.
And that decryption step is the vulnerability. That's precisely where Entrada's Speed platform comes in. It offers some genuinely unique tech to fill that gap. What's really fascinating is their core encryption is quantum safe, and it's built on something called fully homomorphic encryption, or FHE.
FHE. Okay, break that down. Homomorphic.
Yeah, think of it like this. You have data that's completely scrambled, encrypted. FHE lets you perform calculations, adding numbers, working with text, dates, whatever, directly on that scrambled data. The magic is the result you get is also encrypted, but if you were to decrypt it, it would be identical to doing the calculation on the original unsecured data. You never expose the raw info during the process.
Whoa, so it's like doing math inside a locked box without ever needing the key until you want the final answer out. That's pretty neat.
That's a great way to put it. And they layer other advanced tools on top too. There's proxy re-encryption, PRE, which lets you securely grant someone else temporary access to specific encrypted data without sharing your main key.
Okay, useful for collaboration.
Definitely. Then you have zero knowledge proofs, ZKP, often combined with decentralized IOEs or DIDs. This lets you say, prove something is true, like you're over 21 without revealing the actual data, like your birth date.
Huh, privacy preserving proof.
Exactly. And there's attribute-based access control, ABAC. This allows for data to have rules attached, like an expiry date, so it could even self-destruct after a set time. And finally, everything's logged on an immutable blockchain. So every access, every calculation attempt, it's all recorded tamper-proof. Massive for compliance.
Right. The audit trail. So putting it all together, Tessel brings the strong high-performance database foundation, with things like zero data loss guarantees, and Speed layers this incredibly sophisticated compute over encrypted data and governance capability on top. That combo sounds like the real synergy. The proposal even mentions co-branded names like Speed Secure Tessel DBoss or Tessel Plus Speed Privacy Shield.
Absolutely, that's the core idea. And they plan to show it off. The sources describe a joint demo concept. First part, an equal calculation proof, basically showing that math on encrypted data using FHE gives the exact same result as math on plain text, proving the core tech works.
Okay, seeing is believing.
Then a second part, a multi-user cross-tenant demo. This would show how different users can securely share access using that PRE tech we mentioned, perform calculations across that shared re-encrypted data, and how ABAC can automatically enforce data deletion rules. And all of it logged immutably on the blockchain.
That sounds like exactly what certain industries are crying out for. I mean, think about defense, healthcare, finance, government sectors dealing with ultra-sensitive data. This combined offering gives them military-grade, regulated-grade security and compliance features. It's a huge competitive advantage, something neither could likely offer so completely on their own.
Yeah, imagine clinical trials research, where data from multiple hospitals could be analyzed together for breakthroughs, but no single hospital ever sees the other's raw patient data. That's the kind of thing this enables.
That really opens up possibilities.
And if you zoom out, look at the bigger picture, this collaboration isn't just, bundling features. It feels like it's aiming to set a new benchmark for data security and compliance. It's enabling organizations to finally use their most sensitive data in ways that were just too risky or, frankly, impossible before.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Well, this deep dive really highlights how serious value creation often happens right at that intersection of different expertises. You see companies combining their unique strengths to tackle really complex problems in new ways. And that opens up entirely new doors for what we can do with data. Here's something to think about. How might industries that have traditionally been, let's say, data shy because of privacy fears, maybe even areas like consumer research or targeted advertising, how might they be completely transformed if technologies allowing computation on encrypted data become widespread, worth mulling over?